weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Now, as you've been hearing, today is the 250th anniversary of Addenbrookes Hospital. There's a new museum which has been opened. It's been put together by their archivist, Hilary Ritchie. And a little earlier, I went down to Addenbrookes Hospital to speak to her.
It's founded by a gentleman called Dr. John Addenbrookes, who left £4,500 in his will in 1720 to found a hospital for the poor people of Cambridge, because at that time poor people couldn't afford medical treatment. So the hospital was finally built on Trumpington Street and opened on the 13th of October 1766.
Now, is that where the restaurant is?
That's
today?
Brown's Restaurant, yes. That was the outpatients department, and that opened in about 1910, early 20th century. So that little extension was put on then, and that is now Brown's Restaurant, yes.
And you've been putting together, I guess, over weeks, months, possibly even years, what we have here. How did it all come together?
Right, so yes, for about the last 18 months we've been thinking about this. So then most of the artefacts were stored off-site, so it meant I have to go out off-site to look at the artefacts, remind myself what I'd got, putting things together, how could I theme it and all this kind of
thing. So were they in cupboards or in people's offices?
Originally, yes. Over the years, people have given me things, and my predecessors have given me things. I still get material today and I still want to collect it, because even though I've got this lovely museum with lots of things in, the museum itself is going to stay, but I want to change the contents. So if people have got things to give me that they've used in Addenbrookes or they know of, and it's an ex-consultant that's got something, I'd love to hear from them. But yes, it took us a long time to prepare it all. Then about 2 months ago, those hoardings were put up and the cases were all built. Then we started putting all the contents in, and just last week we've ended up by putting the labels in. So it took about 6 weeks to get it to build what you can see, but it took us about 18 months to prepare it all.
What's your favourite piece that you have?
Oh, no.
Like picking your favourite children, isn't
it?
It's one of those.
People keep asking me, what about the leeches, as we're here, the leeches jar?
You can have a look.
Yes, have a look at that. That would have been 19th century. The one at this, it's a little battered now, but I think it's that, because leeches is something that's been used in medicine for thousands of years, but we still use it today. I went for a tour to the pharmacy just after I'd came here, and the pharmacist said, would I like to see his leeches? And I thought he was pulling my leg, but no, there was fish tanks with leeches in, and they're used in microsurgery, plastic surgery, that kind of thing.
Oh goodness me, all of a sudden the use of antibiotics sounds sensible.
But no, it's wonderful, a wonderful thing that they can use. And maggots they use today as well, and also honey on wounds. So I think that's fantastic. Some of these old things we still use, but there's all these other wonderful inventions, you know, things that they do on all the various sites here. So I think it's wonderful. But these old things are still important too.
Oh, dearie me. We'll be hearing more from Addenbrookes Hospital around about 5:10, and I'm in conversation with the Chief Executive, Roland Sinker.